Good evening. Good evening. I'm going to try to be brief tonight because I know we have our video to watch. But if you will, turn with me in your Bible to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, we're going to start reading at verse 38. Luke chapter 10. This is a familiar story to most of us and has really struck a chord with me recently. In this passage, we read about two sisters, Mary and Martha, in which Martha asked the Son of God to help her settle a little sisterly dispute. Let's read beginning with verse 38, Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." I want you to try to picture this scene. I want you to look and see Martha tirelessly working in the kitchen, making sure the food doesn't overcook. She's got sweat on her forehead and maybe flour on her cheek. Steam is rising from the stove, if they had stoves back then. And maybe a little steam is coming from Martha herself. She's starting to get angry, maybe huffing and puffing and clanging pots and pans just loud enough in hopes that someone, anyone, might recognize that she is all alone doing all the work. Maybe we see her keep glancing toward her sister Mary, who in Martha's mind is doing what? Absolutely nothing. And Martha can't stand it. Finally, she's had enough, so she goes to Jesus. I see Martha tapping Jesus on the shoulder and saying, "Lord, will you please tell my lazy sister to come help me serve?" You got to love Martha's spirit. She was doing what she knew best, serving, working, cooking, cleaning. And I'm sure Jesus appreciated it. But he decided to teach her a lesson I'm guessing she never forgot. Jesus is essentially telling Martha, slow down and enjoy your blessings. Some things are more important than having a clean house. I can't think of a more important lesson for many of us. Our lives are ridiculously hectic. Bills to pay, doctor's appointments to make, errands to run, practice to attend, meals to cook, dishes to clean, deadlines to meet, and even Facebook to check. It never ends, does it? Life is filled with all kinds of responsibilities, and it's almost impossible to get them all done. And even if you do, what have you missed? But we need to listen to Jesus. Have you sat at his feet lately? Have you spoken with him about your joys and your challenges? Have you read his word lately to feed your soul? You can only go so long at the pace you've set without nourishing the part of you that's most important. Are you, as Jesus said, anxious and troubled about many things today? Are you letting the many things squeeze out the good portion that Mary recognized? You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, the Apostle Paul tells us, he says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." My favorite verse, Psalm 46:10, says, "Be still and know that I am God." We need to commit ourselves, or maybe even tonight recommit ourselves to spending time daily with Jesus. It's possible to be so busy doing the good that we neglect the best. In preparing this lesson tonight, I recognize that I am a Martha. And this lesson is for me more than anyone else. All too often, my life gets too crowded, not with bad things necessarily, but things that take away my time, my opportunity, and attention to Jesus. Tonight, if you are a child of God and can relate and can recognize your own personal shortcomings in making your relationship with Christ an intentional priority, repent tonight. If you're not a child of God, what are you waiting for? Obey His commands through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism so that your life will have purpose and meaning and you too can serve Him faithfully and wholeheartedly every day of your life. If you have any spiritual need this evening, please come forward as we stand and sing.